Hello, this is Rainbow Bee with a random Rainbow Bee ramble. I am currently outside and one of my dogs is trying to worm her way onto my lap. But I can't because she is not a lap dog. She is just not the size for that. I am outside, so you may hear neighbors, street noises, night owls. Well, not owls. Owls are silent. Those night birds in general. My dogs, you could very well hear them run off barking like a pack. To just go see what that. Yep, there they go. Though they didn't go barking, so it's curiosity, not danger alert. So, I had some thoughts about what I was going to talk about, but weren't coming out, right? Like, I started going into, like, full lecture mode, and it didn't feel right. So, instead, I'm going to share a spooky coincidence that, I don't think coincidence is the right word for it. It was certainly an experience. I was at a friend's not too long ago. And they live near a crossroads. And we were out in their backyard just kind of chilling. And we hear a twig snap in their yard. And we turn to look, and I see this fucking huge black dog. But it doesn't look like it's there. Like, I see it, but my eyes are, like, saying it's not there. And the other people that I'm with are, they later told me that they didn't see anything there at all. But I saw it, and I just felt the most intense yearning to go to it. And you know what? You know what? That doesn't sound like a good thing, because the first thing I thought of when I saw a giant black dog near a crossroads is a Grimm. Thank you, Harry Potter. I mean, I knew of them before, but Harry Potter really cemented it in the public's consciousness. And I didn't want to go to a Grimm. I mean, I don't know that was what it was. But, and like, it made, like, I saw it move through the grass. And they saw the grass move, but they didn't see it, and it was moving between breezes, so that was weird. That was very disconcerting. But of course, after a few moments, we decide, hey, let's not hang out here where there's a thing. Like, they couldn't see it. One of them got a flashlight and pointed it in the area. And, like, they didn't see it. I saw it. It kind of just... I don't know how to say it. It just... wasn't where the light was. But it didn't exactly move. Even when the light shined on it. It was fucking weird. Okay? It was just so fucking weird. And so we're like, hey, you know what? We might be a couple of pagans who have dabbled in magic, but let's not fucking deal with this. Let's go inside where there's, you know, protection of the home and, you know, place. Like, that is some very basic, you know, magic. If a home is a home, there is a sort of protection inherent to that. It's, you know, kind of the deal of, like, how vampires can't go places uninvited. Kind of that deal. I could be wrong. I think it is. I think it is right, but I could be wrong. And I know that I just said the most confusing shit ever. So I do apologize, dear listeners, who I don't know why you're listening to this, but thanks. So, we're going inside to not deal with whatever, possibly a Grimm, and we're leaving, and we hear it very clearly running to the grass, through the grass to get to a spot closer to us, and we heard it whining like a dog, you know, that's trying to get someone to go, and my heart hurt so much. I wanted to go so much, and I have great willpower. I can compartmentalize things fairly well, so I just took that intense longing to run to this thing and just put that aside and thought about it logically as one could in that situation where you were saying something that other people couldn't see but could hear, and they were looking right where the sound was, which was exactly where I could see it. So that is, I don't know why it whined, I don't know why I saw it. That shit was bullshit though. And recently, I saw a pretty big white owl fly by when I was hanging out one evening. And just local superstition. Like, local superstition, white owls, especially large white owls, are witches. And there's the whole thing about it. Anyway. You know. And so that kind of freaked me out. So, you know, I go inside. Lock the door. And I hear, like, a kind of scratching on the door. My dogs hadn't been near. They run loudly. There was nothing that could have scratched that door. And now I'm out here sitting again when all that weird shit's been happening to me. So I don't have the best survival instincts. I mean, I want to be scientific about this. Because scientifically speaking, it couldn't fucking possibly be true. I am a pagan. I am a witch. So that's kind of a thing to reconcile. With that desire of being scientific. So I don't know. I don't fucking know. And it doesn't help that my dogs, when they are around, they'll just go off on an alert. Sometimes that alert is nothing at all. It's one of the dogs tricking the other dogs. But it did not do well for my sense of ease. But I am right next to the door, so that if I see something that I ought not to, then I can easily slip inside and be safe in my home. Okay, my dog is barking at I think it's motorcycles on the road, not far, kind of away. It is not a monster. It is not some nightmare creature. It's not a, like, okay, you know, I am a witch, but the idea of, like, okay, they're called lechuzas. They're the white owls. Like, in my heart, I'm a kind of a skeptic about a lot of things. I'm kind of a skeptic about my own witch pagan things. The idea of a lechuza fucking freaks me the hell out. For several reasons. I've had a weird life. My life is weird. My life is weird. Like, it is just weird. It is weird. I have had a number of weird things happen in my life. It's just weird stuff. Not necessarily supernatural, but weird. Like I have a Scully and Mulder inside arguing over things all the time. So, but this isn't the show, X-Files. I can't see what, I can only see what I see. And I can ask other people what they see. I'm staying by myself though, so I don't have anyone to verify. Anyway. Besides that bullshit, I have had a weird life. Well, weird, but also incredibly banal and mediocre. Like, just things that I don't accept as, I don't know how to put it. Like, I'm not gonna give explicit details about my life, because that just sounds dumb. But it's been weird shit, and just, it's just like, weird. It's incredibly banal, incredibly mediocre, but still weird. And a fair amount of that, I will admit, is my own damn fault. Like, I mean, how long am I gonna make this ramble? I should go ahead and wrap it up. I don't know why, I rambled about what I rambled. Like, being a skeptic, if that is true, it is a lot less frightening. There's been a series of things that I am not comfortable with that fall into weird stuff, central, okay? And I'd really rather it not be true. I'd rather it have been something else. Just nothing important. Yeah. Alright. I'm being weird, and thank you, good night. Or whatever. It's night for me. I don't know what y'all are doing. Maybe y'all have a good one.